We are now in the Piazza dei Signori, which has been the center of the city since Roman times. Grand city buildings surround us here. Upon entering the square from Contrada del Monte on your right, you can see the Loggia del Capitaniato with red bricks and enormous columns. Across from us is the Basilica Palladiana with the Torre dei Bissari standing to the left. Also on the left, further into the square, we see two columns with the Lion and the Redeemer. The building on your right, which closes the square, is the Monte di Pietà. Look at the Loggia del Capitaniato, with its gigantic columns that span both floors of the building. Unlike Palazzo Chiericati, brick with no covering was used here. The palace was not finished and should have reached the end of the square. This was the seat of the Venetian government in the city. For this reason, on the upper part of the facade appears the name Battista Bernardo Prefetto, the name of the city prefect who commissioned Palladio to do this work. Across from the Loggia del Capitaniato is the Basilica Palladiana with its distinctive bronze roof, which has the shape of an upside-down ship's hull. It is called a basilica, but has nothing to do with the church. Palladio is making a classical reference, as the word basilica comes from the basilica in the Roman Forum, which was the location of the city court and where merchants would congregate. Underneath the basilica are two Gothic palaces, which can be seen through the arches, the Palazzo Vecchio and the Palazzo del Comune, where the city government used to meet. In the two palaces, at the end of the 15th century, two loggias were added by Luigi Formenton to accommodate people and markets. These loggias, however, stood for only 3 years before one of the sides collapsed. About 50 years later, Palladio won a bid to rebuild the structure in the classical style that we see today. To solve the stability problem of the building, Palladio used a serliana, an architectural structure that we have already seen at Casa Cogollo. This time, both on the lower and upper level, and on all four sides of the building. Stand at the center and carefully observe the openings between the supporting semi-columns in the center and the smaller columns. Little by little, moving towards the corners, the space shortens until it almost disappears. This optical illusion is seldom noticed, but it is fundamental in guaranteeing the stability of the building on the sides. It never collapsed again. Thanks to this building, Palladio became famous and received many other commissions for projects in the city and villas in the surrounding area. Next to the basilica is the Torre dei Bissari, a sort of defense tower used to spot possible enemies. It is 82 meters high and takes its name from the land upon which it was built, which belonged to the Bissari family before it was sold to the city. The tower, as you can see, used to be the same height as the clock and was later raised to its current height. To the left of the tower, there are two columns that remind us of the Venetian dominance of the city, the Lion of St. Mark and the symbol of the Redeemer. Observe the lion. He has an open book in front of his face, which stands for the period of peace and submission under the Venetian Republic. The Lion of St. Mark faces the palace to your left, Palazzo Monte di Pietà, which has one of the largest frescoes exteriors in the entire Veneto region. The frescoes, which are now barely noticeable, were made by Zelotti. In the center of the facade of Monte di Pietà is a neoclassical structure, which belonged to the Muttoni family, inside of which is a 14th century church, the Church of San Vincenzo, who used to be the patron saint of the city of Vicenza, before the Madonna of Monteberico became patron. On Sunday mornings in this church, Mass is still celebrated in Latin.